It's Annie and Cole. Good morning.
Annie, Cole, is this the new morning show?
It is. Is this Luke Bryan?
Yes. How are you guys?
Great, dude.
Yeah. How are you doing with all that? You've got the family, you've got touring, you've got the restaurant, American. I could go on and on and on. I mean, how do you keep everything together? Because I can't do more than one thing at once.
I just wake up, put my hand on the Bible, pray it all happens, and then here we go. Let's just dive into the day. But, just got a bunch of great people that look after me, and at the end of the day, just try to get home and go throw the football with the boys and try to be dad while I'm home. So.
Oh, I love it. It seems like a lot of artists have restaurants in Nashville now, too. If you're not going to yours, which one are you going to? Which one's the best one?
Well, you know, I have two, so if you're not going to mine, then just go to my other one.
That's fair enough, you know? And you've had so many hit songs. Is there one that you still, just every time you play it, you're amazed by how the crowd reacts?
Every time I play, I don't want this night to end. And, you know, when we tell everybody to get your hands up and all that, it's pretty special stuff. And, I've always loved those moments. I mean, watching everybody dance and have fun on Country Girl Shake It for me just never gets old. I mean, you know, just seeing people truly just letting loose and having fun. And, you know, through the years, I've seen grandmas out there shaking, and I've seen school teachers. And, I mean, it's just been such a – and, you know, they're just having – you know, they're just having fun. And that's what, you know, I moved to Nashville to be on stage for people to have fun and let go of their, you know, let go of their normal life. And that's what it's all about to me.
So you dropped the first single, Country, on. We've been playing it like crazy. It's so good. Can you give us any details on the next album,
on
the next project?
Yeah, we want
secrets. Yeah, we've got quite a few songs already recorded, you know. We put Country On out just to kind of get the ball rolling and the train started. And I'm at the house now, and I'm going to hang up the phone and go sit in my songwriting room and work on some song ideas and stuff like that. So it's a constant work in progress. But I've got, you know, probably a little over half of the album recorded and got some other songs I'm ready to go in. But as soon as Country On gets rocking, you know, we'll have a tangible date to put a new album out. But like I said, I mean, I'm kind of for years when you're starting your career, all you're wanting is to put your first album out, and then your second, you're trying to rush them out. But now, you know, I want to get the right songs that really speak to where I'm at in my career. And when the album comes out, make sure top to bottom it's something that I really love and something that's going to move the needle.
You just had the video come out for Country On 2, and it spotlights farmers and first responders. Tell us what inspired that.
Well, I mean, I think the song, you know, Country On really showcases the hardworking Americans out there, the Americans that get up every day and they're, you know, the song just really showcases, you know, patriotism and the American spirit to just get up and Country On every day. And when you look at, obviously when you hear of, the line about the firefighters and our soldiers and our men and women in blue, you know, it just seems like, in my opinion, they've been wrongly misrepresented in the past couple of years. So this song really just gives them love and lets them know that no matter, you know, where, you know, globally some, you know, things are trending, that I think people got a pretty good idea that oh, that's my dog barking.
Oh, I love it.
But, my lab just said Country On, by the way. And,
what's the pup's name?
Well, I've got two. I've got one called named Boss and one named Chalk.
Yeah, I worked.
But anyway, you know, I think this song just showcases and the American way of life and getting up and being a hard worker and being and then I love the fact that I was able to, you know, there was a kind of a hat tip to Nashville in there, and then the video just really gives you a visual of all that, and it makes you even appreciate it even more, you know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you ever step back and think, wow, you're Luke Bryan? You know, I feel like the more I saw you at a Walmart when you first started playing with Miller Lite behind you and everything like that. And I just think now the one of the best parts about you, Luke, is even though you've grown, you're still down home. You're still family guy. And we've been told we got to ask this by our listeners. They love your mom and your wife on social media. Did they have that much fun together in real life?
Yeah, you know, they cut up and you know, I think, like I said, now don't let Instagram fool you. I mean, it's a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law scenario. So they've, you know, they've had to have it out a couple times through the years, but they love each other and they have fun. And I think, you know, like I said, I mean, my mom's just she's just a funny character. And, you know, the thing about it is my mom gets to have fun with that. And when you're, you know, been through all that my mother's been through in life, and if she can wake up, go cut up on Instagram, smile and goof off, then that's what it's all about. My wife plays into that, and they just have fun together. That's what it's all about. But, at the end of the day, no matter what you see is what you get with them. So that's pretty much real life around our work.
You've got your own beer now too, Tulane Beer. I don't know that we can get it here in Indiana, so we might have to take a road trip because I'm dying to try it.
Yeah, you know, we just launched it, you know, several months ago, and you know, it's only in the Southeast right now. But as we get more and more distribution, more and more successful, we'll be able to grow it out to other areas. It's just, you know, it's like anything. You can't, you know, I launched my music career by playing bars all through Georgia and the Southeast. So you kind of got to, it's a little bit of a process, take your time and do it right. But it'll be coming to the Midwest, certainly as we keep it rocking. So
awesome, man. I can't wait to try it. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us.
Love y'all. Thank you.